Welcome to 9-5 Mac Daily for Thursday, January 27th, 2022. I'm Chance Miller. Leading off today, Apple's latest round of software updates is now rolling out to the public. First off, this includes iOS 15.3, which foregoes new features in favor of under-the-hood bug fixes and improvements. One of the most notable changes here is a fix for a Safari vulnerability that may have been leaking your browsing history and your Google ID data to the websites you visited. In total, Apple says that iOS 15.3 patches 10 major security flaws affecting Safari, root privileges, and other aspects of the operating system. Apple has also released macOS 12.2, which patches 13 major security flaws for Safari and other technologies. macOS 12.2 also includes improvements for the latest ProMotion displays on the new MacBook Pro. There's also a new Apple Music application where more aspects of the experience are native instead of being based on web views. tvOS 15.3 and HomePod Software 15.3 are also now rolling out. HomePod OS 15.3 adds support for Siri voice recognition for up to 6 users in countries including India and Italy. And finally, there is watchOS 8.4, which includes its own set of security and performance improvements. With the focus on security with these updates, it's highly recommended that you update all of your devices sooner rather than later to make sure they are as secure as they can be. In other news today, Apple has announced that it is celebrating Black History Month with a number of different initiatives. One of the most notable announcements is a new limited edition Apple Watch Black Unity braided solo loop and a matching Unity Lights watch face. Apple says that both the band and the watch face are inspired by Afrofuturism, with a belief in the necessity for a more equitable world. The Unity Lights watch face is particularly interesting because Apple says it's been designed using something called 2D ray tracing, which is a technology that has apparently never before been used in a watch face. Apple explains that this means every pixel on the Apple Watch screen simulates the light and shadow falling across it, and the design dynamically changes throughout the day to reveal and hide the light. The new watch band is available to purchase from Apple's website starting today for $99. The Unity Lights watch face is also available to all Apple Watch Series 4 and newer users via the Apple Watch application on your iPhone. Rounding out today, a new report from Bloomberg says that Apple is developing a feature that would allow iPhone users to accept credit card payments via contactless technology. The report explains that Apple's system is likely to use NFC technology similar to Apple Pay, allowing iPhone owners to accept payments without any extra hardware. As it stands today, small businesses that wish to accept payments using an iPhone are required to use external third-party accessories. This hardware oftentimes comes from the financial services company Square, which sells multiple different payment terminals for iPhone and iPad. Apple would be able to leapfrog Square's hardware by integrating tap-to-pay technology directly into the iPhone with the iPhone's built-in NFC chip. This means that small businesses and users would be able to accept tap-to-pay payments without any external hardware. This would work with tap-to-pay-enabled credit cards, as well as Apple Pay itself. So for instance, a customer could tap a tap-to-pay credit card or their iPhone onto the back of another iPhone to make a payment. As of right now, it's unclear whether this payment acceptance option would be branded as part of Apple Pay, but Bloomberg says that the team working on the feature has been working within Apple's payments division. The report says that Apple could begin rolling out this feature via a software update as soon as sometime in the coming months. Now that iOS 15.3 is available to the general public, iOS 15.4 beta testing could begin as soon as sometime this week. And finally, it's important to keep in mind that Apple's internal efforts to launch this feature come after it acquired a startup called MobiWave in 2020 for around $100 million. Prior to being acquired by Apple, MobiWave had been developing technology that works quite a bit like this, billing itself as a way for anyone to instantly accept credit card payments just with the tap on their phone. But as we've seen time and time again, Apple won't hesitate to add this feature directly into the native iOS experience. That wraps up another episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily.